Okay.
Page front.
Everybody should have marmalcomas here, is that right?
Okay.
The Gemara here, so in, I just want to finish off a point about Apophis, and then I want to speak I think you need the ones with the, also with the Tzuras Adam. The other one, not that. I think the, yeah, with the Gemara is that. That both also has Gittin?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent, thank you. Okay, excellent. So the Gemara here, as we discussed regarding Apotropos, the Gemara has several perspectives that it shares with us. The Gemara originally started talking about the Nasiachad Bimateh. This is the Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara had three interpretations. The three were either Shlichos or Zechiah or Apotropos. And then after that, the Gemara settles into a discussion of Apotropos, which we elaborated on more fully. When the Gemara takes its third suggestion that the Nasi Achad refers to Apotropos, the implication is that Apotropos is neither Shlichos nor Zechiah, it's Apotropos. It's a third different institution. Indeed, we rejected Shlichos because of Ktanim. We rejected Zechiah because Zechiah is not a pure Zechiah in the case of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, which is what Nasi Achad is speaking about, Ika D'Nichalei Bahar, but no Nichalei Bebika, Ika D'Nichalei Bebika, but no Nichalei Bahar. So it appears that the Gemara has emphatically rejected Zachin. Then the Gemara says, so what is it? Ela K'derava Bar Avuna. You see a cross where it says El Lachov Amenachu Zakos and Tosos on the left. And then Beis Amud Aleph. We'll get to that group in a minute. So the Gemara says, "Ela k'derava bar Avuna zamar Rava bar Avuna marav amar gino marav minayin lisom shavu lachov benixne aviim shadezim amidam lamapatropus lachov uluskos." So the Gemara says, "Lachov amai and lachov amenas luskos." Why would anybody appoint an apotropos to undermine the position of the yisomim? No, what it means is we appoint someone for their benefit. And the point is that if it goes bad, if the deal that he executes on behalf of the Yisomim for their benefit doesn't work out, then the consequences of Lachov are there as well. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, what then is the basis for Apotropos? So what I tried to suggest, first I tried to point out that there are different views in the Rishonim on this issue. That the Ran, on the spot, says that Apotropos is an organ of Beis Din. That's what I said, very interesting. The truth is that the Ksos, bunch of centuries later, anticipated this idea and suggested that what's unique about Apotropos is that he is an agent of Beis Din. And that gives him, like, a certain independence that a Shliach doesn't have, that Zachin doesn't have. He works for Beis Din. What the Ran tries to explain is that because he works for Beis Din, you can then understand the next part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Amrav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisom Shavu Lachot B'nixei Aviim, Beis Din Amidim Lahem Apotropos, Uborim Lahem Chelek Yafeh." So the Gemara says that when Yisomim split up a property, they do so. They split it up. Borim Lahem Chelek Yafeh. You pick the, proper portions for each one. So who's picking the portions here?
If the Yisomim is splitting it up, how can everyone get a bar yafeh?
Well, the point is that there's an estate.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, on behalf of the Yisomim, there are going to be people who are going to...
You mean there are others that are not Yisomim that are other bar, that are also...
Well, Apotropos, at minimum. So the question is there more than the Apotropos? How many Apotropos are there? And is there more than the Apotropos? That's what's not clear.
Or yafeh. The only ones that are dividing are Yisomim.
Right.
So we didn't burn Yafeh. As opposed to what?
Meaning we try to do the best we can. They inherited this.
But whenever you do better for A, it's a little worse for B.
So with Borim Lahem Chelek Yafeh means we try to either satisfy each one or the collective. That's essentially what I'm zeroing in on. How many Apotropos are there here? Is there one Apotropos for the entire Chalukah? Or is there an Apotropos representing each Yasom? Is Bezdin involved in appraising this these fields? Does it have to get the Geshvanka of Bezdin? When we say Bo Ririm Lahem, does it refer to the Apotropsim, plural, if there are, or does it refer to Bezdin? What's going on here? So we have, there's an interesting debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. There are actually two interesting debates between Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. Especially if you look at the Mordechai, and Mordechai expands the first Tosfos. The first Tosfos discusses the problem, under what conditions will you split up such an estate? Let's say there are five Yisomim. One of the Yisomim objects. He wants to leave things in, as an estate until they're Gedolim. Can any of them, can one of them force the issue? Can one of them be Ma'akev? Can he, you know, hold back the dissolution of the estate? Very practical questions, but I'm about to suggest conceptually important questions as well. Depending on how apotropsis works and how Lucas Yisomim work, is it enough that one is interested? Because we treat Yisomim Ketanim who have an apotropos as if they are Gedolim. Right? If you have a property that is held jointly, so one of the partners has the right to dissolve the partnership. All things being equal, I mean, I don't want to get into the details of partnerships, which is a Balabasra topic, but all things being equal. So if you look at Tosas, Tosas says, Omar Vinatam, the Dafka Shabau, Avalim Hayu Echad, Moche, E Mohammed Apotropos, Lachlok, Velo, Balkorcham, Umichalukas Eretz Yisrael, Haaretz, Ein Lahavi Raya, Shayusham Kame Yonke Shadayim. Yonke Shadayim are Ki'ilu that they're not there. The Shiny Hasam, Shayal Pia, Dibur, Ve'urum Zetumim. That already was a different kind of a Chaluka. We're not concerned. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But if you look at the Mordechai, Mordechai points out that Rabbeinu Tam is responding to a contrary position of the Re, who says, if even one of them wants to split up the property, it's enough. It's an interesting argument. It's possible that the argument is exactly this. What is the apotropos? Who is he working for? And what really is his directive? Or is he working for the estate? For the collective Yisomim? For the family? Right? Or is he an agent for each individual Yisom? And I think this is even clearer in the next machlokas. Look at the next Tosfos. So again, this language of borer, plural, etc. Who's it talking about? What role is it for Beis Din, if there's a role? So Tosfos says, borim chelik yafe, milashon borerin, by medaktek ri. Ooh, isn't that interesting? The same ri. Our ri doesn't appear in the our printed previous Tosfos, but it does, they say, in the Mordechai version, as the cholek against the Rabbeinu Tam. Here too, there's a ri in Rabbeinu Tam. Milashon borim by medaktek ri, dahinu below goral. The Mabreira Shayech the Goral. If we're talking about a Goral, lots of some sort, as you say, where's the Breira? Where's the choosing? Bahay Mefarish, Ein Trichin Goral, Velo Shumas Bezdin, Vekola Chaluka Tluya Bedaito. Keywords coming up. Kimo Shahayu Osim Hayesomim Atzmam Imhoyu Gedolim. That is the key line. And you'll see the Re repeats it again and again. The Apotropos, right, operates as if he is actually the in lieu of the Yisomim, as if they were Gedolim. He provides godless to the Yisomim. That what that means is every one apotropos per Yisom arguing his particular case, right, giving him the status keilu is no longer a katan but a godol.
Why do you have to say one priest?
Well, if the way he's describing it, it sounds like each one is supplying, each one is making the other one into a gadol. When you have gedolim who are splitting up a property, each one stands on his own. Right? And they're, so if we continue, look, you'll see again, he repeats it again. Kolak kalukat pli b'daidu kemosha yosim yisom imatzmam imhoi gedolim. Right, each one independently. The zocha the shalom, the chelun and din of the gudo igud. The din of gudo igud is an interesting halacha. We're not going to go into detail. The gudo igud basically says, I'm sure you have this in all law, all or nothing. Let's say you know, partners a partnership. So instead of splitting it up 50-50, they say, you know, there's no value or there's less value in 50-50. I'll buy you out, you buy me out. That's the halacha of good or igud. So he says that too. Nami nir l'ri d'havi ki yisol mimatzman. Again, there's the key lines. V'yicholim lachlok shnei chafatzim avagav t'shavayu tzrichi l'hayu tzrichi l'hayu. The shaykh by good or ego, they can do what they want, just like two adults could. Shemidu chachamim elo apetropsim shenaso ayidei bezdin kemo yisomim atzman. Again, repeats the same line. They are as if the yisomim were gedolim. Lachlok below shuma bezdin. You don't need bezdin shuma below goral. The besvarosam levad tluya chaluka kishnei achim gedolim, like two brothers who are of age. Hachokam inachsaviyem. Shabara kalecha the atzmo, who didn't the good or good, the mahani chalukas apotropos legamri vayuchlu limchos kishirigdulim. It's pretty clear that according to the Ri, apotropos represents each individual yasom keilu he's a gadol, and therefore each one is separate. He's not taking care of the family. Each apotropos is a super shliach for the ketanim. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the dafka begoral. The chichichus alahatu legoralos, the gamsarach shumas bezdin, the dafkir the dover delo shayach begudo igud, uborim shayach shaper begoro kagon, imesham gimel sados, shalayach loko kalachas legimel kalakim, and uborim kalachas levado she kalachat chelko echad bivasachas. The kaminene breirus yesh bechalonos, the sulamos, the shayach shaper, this is your question, chelek yape. Then the end of Tosus reports, shuv hoda real appears from Benatal. But,
Could you have just one up?
So it seems so. Some Rishonim are explicit about it, more explicit than Rabbeinu Tam. But the idea of Rabbeinu Tam seems to be, it's not that the apotropos, you know, makes each yasom into ilu, ki ilu is a gadol, and represents the separate interests of each individual, but rather the, you know, what's good for the group, and it's all part of the organ of bezdin, shumas bezdin, goral bezdin. As you say, where's the chelik yafa? The answer is, in assessing, like, what are the alternatives to splitting up the proper property?
Well, they represent everybody. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The problem is...
Absolutely. Correct.
What if some of them are gedolim already?
Yeah. So the Rambam...
Every year, there's another one becomes a gedolim.
Right. So the Rambam had a different shita in terms of the first issue. The Rambam said, the only time that you can really force chalukah is if one of the... at least one of the brothers is a gedolim. If you look on the side of the Gemara, the Gra quotes it. This is basically the Rambam. If you see Os Aleph of the Hagos Hagra, Yisomim Shavo Lachlok, Pirish HaRambam, Sho Yisomim Gedolim Uktanim, Herotzim HaGedolim Lachlok. If the Ktanim want, even if they all want, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be enough. What do we care what they want? The estate is fine, and there's absolutely no reason why we should pay heed to their Ktanim. If one of them is a Gadol, that's the Rambam sheet. In any case, so this is a whole approach. Either this is the Bezin Halakha or kind of agency representation of each individual Yasom. And there are many Nafkamina. We also noted that according to the Rajba goes further. The Rajba says that indeed Apotropos has nothing to do with Zechia. It has to do with Yad. The basis for the Rajba is the Gemara in Gittin. You have that page in Gittin still, or if not, I reproduced it in the sheet that I gave out last week and this week. But if you want to see the Mishnah itself in Gittin, is here, those who have these, either way, either that or the first of the new sheets. The Mishnah says, Yisomim, Shesomcho, Etzel, Balavayis, Ushamino, Lem, Abim, Apotropos, Chayim, Aser, Perotzehem. Yisomim, who are dependent upon the particular Balavayis for their sustenance, or the father appointed an apotropos, chayv la'asa peiroseim. The apotropos is obligated to be mafresh, trumos, and maestros on their behalf. Apotropos sheminu avi yasomim, yishava minu bezmla, yishava avashalom rechila padvarim. In terms of making a final accounting, the derech shvua, there's a machlokas, which is required more. Which type of apotropos? Basically, the Mishnah implies there are three types of apotropos. Somchol shulchan aviv, minu aviv, some call Shulchan Shabbal Abayis, Minuhu Aviv, and Minuhu Bezdin. Three types of apotropsim. One of the things to look at is what the relationship is between them. The Gemara says, Uraminu, Atem Velo Shutim, Atem Velo Arisin, Atem Velo Apotropin, Velo Atar Meshena Shalom. The Sphira, we have a limud that says that an apotropos and any other stranger cannot be mafresh trumos and maisers. You have to be a bialin to be mafresh trumos and maisers. So the Gemara says, "Omer Abchiz the lokasha, kan lahachil, kan lahamia." There's a difference between putting food on the table, an investment, or some other longer term plan. You are allowed to be mafresh on behalf of tanin. If you're an apotropos, lahachil, to feed them. And the Gemara says, as a part of this, Vatanya, we learned this as well, Apotropos and Tormen Umasrin, Ahachav Alolahaniach. And then we have a whole list, Mochelem Beima, Vadim, Shvachos, Batim, Sados, Pramim, Ahachav Alolahaniach. You can sell his real estate, you can sell Avadim and Shvachos, again, only for subsistence. Umochelem Peros, Yenos, Shmanim, Slasos, right, you can sell his fruit and his flour and wine. Again, la'achel av lo laniach. Also, lulav arava, sukkah, tzitzis, kol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, vasiyah, shofar, right? Mitzvos are also an urgent matter. It's interesting. The lo kalem, that's also sustenance, right? The lo kalem, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, kol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, vasiyah, megillah, vein poskan alem, tzedakah. Tzedakah is not less important, but tzedakah is more undefined. Ein podim alem, so shvuyim, same thing, velo kovat sheyesh lo kitzvah. They cannot also adjudicate on his behalf to his detriment or to his benefit. The Gemara says, why not? Meaning, if there's a negative consequence, it doesn't accrue to the Yisomen. Then the Gemara goes on and discusses, you know, what if there's a good deal and a bad deal, a good field and a bad field. What about selling, slaves to get real estate? And the Gemara goes back and forth on these issues. Yeah.
Ladun refers to judge as opposed to go to court to...
No, ladun means to be involved in...
To be involved, it can't be the judge.
Ladun means like to be done.
Right.
Yeah. To be involved in the din Torah on their behalf. Okay. Basically, the point is that you have a huge list here and some debates. What can an apotropos do and what can he not do? So this is the question that all Rishonim, so there are a group of Rishonim who said, listen, you know, Bali Tosis in Gittin, I think I have it here. If you look at Tosis in Gittin, the previous page, there are numbers, but the other page, HaSholeach, it has page 80 on the right side. So if you look at Tosis here, Tosis says clearly, the whole basis of, what, the Kasa up there, the one on top? Skip down the Kosovle, skip down six lines, seven lines. Helen Nero Lafarish? The second of the, or the third of the little line. The Kosovle, Gital Shemed Apotropos, the Alpha God, the Bialma, Ain Apotropos, and Rashon Lahotse on the Cheras. Normally an Apotropos cannot be Meshacher or Neven. Hacha Kivin to Asa Shalok Hogan, the Knoso, Laknoso, of Noah Katan, Tifkiru, Bezim, and Asnula Apotropos, Meshachero. Kinarminan, the apotropsin, tormen, master, and lechol, the apagod, the darshina, the tembelo apotropsin. How can it be that an apotropos can be mafresh, trumos, lahachil? After all, the Xeris Akasa says that he can't be mafresh, trumos, and maestro, so someone else. Ela, hefker bezdin hefker, the kiru bezna tzvua shaltinok, the nasnuha le apotropos, shiyucha litro. The eda ochel tzvalet. This is an example of Tosis Rid. A whole group of Rishonim say, Apotropos works, we didn't have Hefker, doesn't have Hefker. That's it. Meaning, which basically means, he doesn't work at all. It means that Bezdin intervenes through Hefker, doesn't have Hefker, to allow some of the transactions of an apotropos to be effective on behalf of Yisomim, but inherently, he has no status or no status whatsoever.
It's a unique thing. Hefker Bez Hefker normally I think of as the control of the item to go to A to B or whatever.
Right.
But to go from A to B, but B with the following 13 conditions.
That's very complicated. So it's a chiddush to say, it's not obvious at all that apotropos is a form of Hefker Bez Hefker. The reason Bali Tosfos said it is because they were just impressed with the restrictions. The Rashba said the opposite. The Rashba said, you know, we have restrictions and we have allowances. The real rule, Bali Tosfos said, the real rule is the restrictions. I have the allowances, Hefker doesn't have care. They're all interventions. Rambam said exactly the opposite. We have restrictions, we have limitations. So we have restrictions, we have allowances. The allowances are the real rule of Apotropos. Apotropos is a super agent. That's the Rajba. What about the limitations? The Rajba said, the limitations, they're drabana. Atendal Apotropsin, Snachta Bialma. Why? Shalai Zalzov and Ixay. So don't get too carried away with the power that you have over this, over the Yisomim's estate. We want to make sure that you're careful. That's already a halachic policy, drabanan issue, that we're limiting your natural rights to wield total influence in this estate. That's exactly the opposite of halitosis. In between you have the Ramban. Well, in between you have the Ramban that I mentioned, who says not Hefker doesn't have care. But this is a special agency, the Torah Shliach Bezdin. That's not Hefker doesn't have care. And then you have the Ramban who says the real basis for apotropos is zachin. Hi, what's lahachil? What's lahaniach? Yeah, lahachil is zachin, lahaniach is chavin. That's exactly what it is. It's not the allowances, and it's not the problem with the Ramban. Sounds perfect. You have all the evidence properly neutralized, except that it's against our Gemara, because our Gemara said nasiachad is not shlichas. It's not zachin, because it's not supposed to mura. What is it? Apotropos. So the Ramban kind of been getting, you know, struggles with it a little bit. Yeah, the Gemara and Kiddushin, maybe Chalukah's different. Doesn't really relate too much to it. The Ritzva, we read this before in another context, does say it. The Ritzva says, you know what? It says, Nasiachan, Nasiachan. What that means is not that the Gemara turns its back on Zachis, like the other Rishonim. So what the Gemara meant was, Apotropos is a specialized Zachis, based on this Zeres HaKasa. How does it express itself? In two ways. Number one, you could have Zachin believes Kos Gemura, as long as it's an aggregate Zachin. And number two, normally, if a guy doesn't want to, don't do me any favors. I'm not happy with what you did. Zachin, I don't care. I can be Mochen. Zachin Lanum Shalom Fanav, if I don't like it, I don't like it. Here, this Zeres HaKasav, Nasiachad, says the Ritva, tells you he has to have grounds for his objection. He just says as a whim or arbitrarily, doesn't like it, that's not enough. He has to say, I don't like it for the following good reason. And then we have to evaluate if it's a good enough reason, we'll cancel this particular Zachin. So there are nafkamina between Zachin Vadim Shalom Fanav of Kala Tara Kula and Apotropos. So what's going on? So when I tried to explain it some weeks ago, we explained a little different point in the Gemara, but basically the idea is as follows. And that is that a regular Zachin is about a third party. And the third party has no history. By which I mean, if you coincidentally happen to be Zocha because of a third party more than once, and that's just what it is, it's coincidence. Somebody gave him a matana for you, and then somebody else gave him, or the same person gave something else for you, that's a coincidence. But basically, every transaction is separate. There is no past, there is no future, there is no gavra on the Zaka Vishvilcha. There just is Zaka. Because there's no reason that this particular person is mizaka for you more than any other human being, or at least Jew, on the face of the earth. What's unique about Apotropos, and I think this is what the Ritzvah is saying, and this is what the Ramban is saying, this is what the Rambam is saying, each one is saying in his own way, what's unique about it is that it isn't arbitrary. But that we're dealing with individuals who are uniquely suited to represent a certain interest. And there is a status and a stature of being of the Zaka, the Shvilo, and Apotropos, which has a past and which has a future. It's a continuing relationship. What are the three Apotropsin? Someone called Shum Chanaviv, Minuhu Avi Yisomim, Minuhu Bezdin. In all three cases, there's a reason why this individual is chosen. He has the confidence of Bezdin. He's in local parentis, literally. The father appointed him. Or Somach al Shulchano, local parentis de facto. The point is, in all these cases, it's you know, he will be Mizaka the next transaction for you. He was the previous one. He is particularly suited to do so. And the makor for all this is perfect, in my opinion, which is Nasiachad, Nasiachad, Mimata, meaning when it came to Chalukah Eretz Yisrael, so he has to write, we're going to have 600,000 people involved in the process, right? You have to, you know, You have to cut it down a little bit. So how do they do that? They pick people arbitrarily to represent the interests of Klal Yisrael? No, not at all. No siyachad, no siyachad, no shevet. They pick suitable representatives, right, who have certain stature and relationship, ongoing relationship with their clients, right? And they are uniquely suited to be the ones to represent in this matter of Klal Yisrael importance, namely the Nesiyah HaShevet. This is what we find in many, I think, different contexts, this idea. Again, a couple days ago, yesterday, was Rosh Chodesh. Right? So the Rav used to explain the role of the Bezdin HaGadol in Kiddush HaChodesh is that they, it's not their judicial role. Right? It's the fact that they represent Klal Yisrael on this matter, on this issue. They're the uniquely suited representatives of Klal Yisrael and being Mekadosh HaKodesh. And basically all Klal Yisrael is being Mekadosh HaKodesh. All Klal Yisrael is a unit, every individual, I'm not sure which, but you need Klal Yisrael to be Mekadosh HaKodesh. Who can say that? Bezna Gadol, in this representation, are uniquely suited. Parham Davishol Tzibor. Bezna Gadol is uniquely suited. Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes is uniquely suited. Right? There are certain halachos that, you know, the advocacy in part of a larger group, you know, falls to a particularly suited individual or group. And that's what an apotropos is. And that's why he doesn't have to be Schus Gemurah, because he doesn't have to prove himself. He has a track record. And he has stature. He's a gavra. Mizaka Vishvila. There's no such thing generally as a gavra mizaka. It's a circumstance. And I say, coincidentally, he keeps being the one, that's just a coincidence. But here it's not a coincidence. Therefore, A, it can be aggregate Schus. It doesn't have to be pure Schus. B, what the guy's going to say, I don't accept it. If he has to have a relationship with the person, because the person has no stature, it's only a question of, you know, then he can object for you know, arbitrary reasons. But here, the apotropos, who has a certain connection and relationship with him and is suited to do so, is advocating a certain deal. He's got to have grounds to object. So that's why this applies even for Katanim, which explains the Ramban. It's not exactly the regular Zochin, it's built on Zochin, but it's a Zochin where there's stature and so on. I think that's what's going on in Apotropos. Even though there are different mechanisms and they're Nafkamina, whether it's Yad or it's Zochin or it's Super Zochin or it's Bezdin and so on, I think this is really what's happening in Apotropos. Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're saying, but they can do an aggregate. We just said,
I want to get to that.
Well,
Chavin the Zochin is an aggregate. Chavin the Zochin is where deal turns sour. I'm going to get to that right now. What I meant about aggregate is not Ikud Nichalei Bahar, Ikud Nichalei Bedika, meaning what the Gemara rejected. The Gemara said, maybe it's Vidin Zochin. The Gemara said, how can it be Vidin Zochin? How can it be Vidin Zochin? It's not Skuz Gemara. Ikud Nichalei Bahar, Ikud Nichalei Bedika. Oh, it must be Apotropos. So that's where the Ritva says it is still Zochin, but it's a specialized Zochin where even if it's not Gemura, but it's a still, you'd love to get a piece of Eretz Yisrael. So I'm good, you wanted the south, they gave you the north. That doesn't mean it's not Schus. It's not Schus Gemura. But the Chavin and Zochin issue, like Lachov, Abinath Zakos, is the issue I'm going to hit next.
Quick question.
Just a minute. Yeah.
Mechanism for pointing
an episode.
Are we from Bezdin or can
the father could?
Father can appoint.
Yeah. Now three. So that's one of the things I want to just touch on very quickly as well. Now three types of Yisrael. Three types of Apotropos. Someone called Shulchan Aviv, Minu Aviv, and someone called Shulchan Balabayas, Minu Aviv, Minu Bezdin. Three. Are they the same or not? Even vis-a-vis the issues that I've just been raising, in terms of the mechanism, in terms of, you know, to what extent, how independent are they just like, you know, are they working for each individual Yassam, are they working, all these questions, in theory, you might say that they're all one and the same. And even when you say they're one and the same, there's one paradigm and the others fit into it, what I mean by that is, again, the Gemara says by Prusbel, Bezdin is Aviyim Shel Yassam. Nothing to do with apotropos. The Rambam took that line, applied it to apotropos, at least twice, in Hukos Nacha. If you look very carefully, the Rambam was enormously influential. Everybody started quoting about apotropos all the time, which he knew that's an Aviyah. As far as I know, the first person to take that Gemara about Prisbo, which has nothing to do with apotropos, apply it to apotropos is the Rambam. But the Rambam then says, once the Rambam did something, so it becomes, you know, second nature to us, and that's what the Gemara said already. Not true. The Rambam made a leap. But the idea of Bezin Aviyim Shal Yisomim and Apotropos made establish, you know what, Aviyim Shal Yisomim, that's the paradigm. Bezin, Minu Bezin is a way of, father didn't leave anybody, Bezin in loco parentis. And then you can say, Samachal Shulchan Shabbal Abayis, that's de facto of loco parentis. They're treating me like, and I'm treating them like parents. They're treating me like children. I'm eating my meals there. That's my new family. Right? So even if you say they're equal, do we mean that they're like overlapping common denominator equal? You could have this, you could have this, you could have that. Or we really mean that there's one concept, one of the, or maybe Bezin is the blueprint, but, you know, and so on and so forth. Or are there really different models and different nafkamina? So let me talk about Lachov Amanas Zakos for a minute, just to bring that to some clarity. There's a seer between two Gemaras. Our Gemara says, the Gemara Gittin that we just read says, Lachov Amanas Zakos doesn't work. Right? Our Gemara, on the other hand, said that it does work. The Gemara says, do you mean an apotropos Lachov? Why would you do such a thing? The Gemara says, no, we mean Lachov Amanas Zakos. It does work. So the Rishonim noticed this, and they asked the Sphira, and they give different answers. I just want to share a few of the answers with you. So if you look at Telsir and Kedushin, and Lachov Amanas Zakos, on Men Beis Amin Aleph, the Rishonim call Ella, the one that we didn't read, we read the bottom two, and we like to go backwards and sideways, you know, complicated here. So we did the last two first, now we go back, you know, up to them. Hopefully we just eventually get to everything. El Lachov Amanas Zakos. Have it?
Yes.
Tosa says, Vikasha. Zabar Vikarakani Zakin, Dein Apotropsin Rashain Lachov Lazakos, Benikse Yisomim. I can't do this. Zakamar Gemara says they can, and the Gemara in Gittin says they can't. By the way, it seems to be, there's also the discussion the Rambam and the Rambam about, and the Rambam seems to say that Lachov Amanas Zakos works, even if it ends up bad. And the Ravid says, according to the Gemara in Gittin, the Ravid says, no, anything that ends up lachov doesn't work. So some of the notes of Caleb say, can you really have a deal like that? Can it work that way? Can you have somebody operating on behalf of a client, and it's only going to work out, so it's only going to be binding if it works out? Doesn't the possibility of failure constitute a prerequisite for, you know, transactions? That is just an issue. Anyways. So Tosis asks this question, Uparachasu Lazakos on my loan, the Shani Lachov Amanas Lazakos, Sphira. Tosis gives an answer which is very practical. Nothing wrong with that. They Shlomar, Ahasa Meir Bitzvias Chovos Sheesh Lacherim Aleihem. The Gemara in Gittin refers to people have a claim against the estate, against the Yisomim. But Baha Badai, Ein Rashoin, the Shema Lo Yitvu Kashem Gedolim. You know, if you just leave it for a few years, maybe it'll go away. Right? I don't know if this is a consideration in general litigation, but, you know, should we push and have it done now? You know, maybe the guy will get tired of it, he'll forget about it,
call the fence strategy.
What?
Call the fence strategy.
Okay, exactly. So the fence strategy, the time is not your enemy here. There's nothing to be gained by pushing this to court right now. Aval, kishahin tovin b'shvil ha'yusomim, ki hacha b'chaluka de karkos, this is inevitable. They're going to have to divide the property, right? The timing is not going to solve anything. So vaday ma'amid and apotropos lachov amanas lazakos. Don't do anything where what you call a defense strategy, you know, might end up being beneficial. So play that out. Caution is the factor here. Being conservative might pay off for you here, but if either way, this has to get done. It's just a question of sooner or later, then the apotropos has the authority, even Lachov Amanas Lazakos. That's Balitos. The Ravid in the Hasagos Alarif, in Gittin, which I don't have here, makes a different distinction, and I think a more fundamental one. the Ravid seems to say, it depends if you're on offense or defense. If you're defending a claim, he says, you should, the apotropos have no right. Because you could lose. If you're prosecuting a claim, so the worst that will happen is they'll do a bad job and you won't win. But you're not going to lose. Again, that's an interesting distinction. One could argue with it, If I have $1 million, a win, and my attorney, prosecutes the case improperly, some people will.
There's always a case of client never loses.
It's always the attorney, right? So the point is that many clients will consider that. They won't say, I guess I didn't get that win. They'll say, he just lost $1 million for me. This is a fine line between, between not winning the case and losing the case. Whether, whether the issue is you're going to raid somebody else's bank account or you're going to have to put your hand in your own bank account. One could say that that's very illusory. It's not really a serious... But that's what the writer seems to say. We can understand it.
But what does it mean that he said the apotropos doesn't act in the sense...
So that means the apotropos, if you can lose, then the apotropos doesn't have the koach for you to lose money.
So what happens?
So if he wins the case, that seems a separate machlokes rishonim. Either he shouldn't take the case, you have to wait completely.
You have to wait until they gedolim.
Until they gedolim. So or...
Claim against the... against...
That's the way it out.
Yeah, but
that's the issue, because here there's a guardian. That's exactly the issue. Correct. So that, or there are some who say, let him go to court, but if it's called, if you lose the case, then you could throw him out. And so that's the Ram and the Ravid issue. Can you have such a, no lose, situation or not? So that's an interesting distinction of the Ravid. The Riyah Zakein here, Al-Atar, has another distinction. He says maybe there's a difference between a chaluka and a transaction. Although we have to understand what that means too. He's actually mechalik between chaluka and a din Torah. A din Torah, let's forget about the distinction between profiting and losing. Whether it's profiting or losing, but there's some siksuk, some encounter, some competition, right? That is... No. Apotropos has no business in that. As for chalukah, that's a different matter. It's like the Ramban and Bamitzia that we saw, where the Ramban says, there's no zach in the kata, except in the case of chalukah. Because chalukah is simply a question of being mevarer when it's anyways there. And you're just figuring out, whose space is whose. It's gilui milsa bialba. But to initiate some sort of a new legal reality, whether it's offensive or defensive, that's where you draw the distinction. The Riyah Zakein has another possibility, where he says, maybe it matters, maybe if Bezdin gives specific permission and license for the apotropos to even be mafsid, even if it happens that he's mafsid, maybe it'll work. But it has to be case by case. It's not like they can even appoint a super apotropos and delegate, this status to him. Even Lachom Amanas Lazakos Apotropos. That's the Tosefta that the Riyah Zakein calls. And even then there's a Machlokas from the Tosefta, whether that works. And the Riyah Zakein says, I'm inclined to think that's a Machlokas of Sugyos. And really, we Paskin really tying the hands of the Apotropos. There is, however, another Shita, and that's the Ritva, which I wanted to bring to your attention. You have it here in the sheets that I prepared. The Kiddush HaRitva, the second Kiddush of Membeis Amud Aleph. It's also last week's sheet. I just reproduced it with some other things. But hold on to these, because we're something else to do with it. The Kashrut L'Rabbanan. Everybody have it? The second piece. The Hachar Minan Shema Midin Apotropos L'Yisom L'Chov HaMenas L'Zakos. Vilu Hasan Begitin Aminan En Apotropos Rashayim L'Adun L'Chov HaMenas L'Zakos. This is Stira. So the Ritva says, Tirei Tarash. This is not the Rush that we know. It's Rabbeinu Asher Milunil. It's one of the Chachmei Provence. He gave the following answer. The Hadahacha about Patrapas Sheminu Bezdin. Bahu Dahasam about Patrapas Sheminu Abi Yisomim. She'ein Kocho Yafe Kolkach. Now we have the issue joined. right? There's more than one, there are three apotropsin. What is the relationship between them? Are they just, you know, three of the same? Or different foundations and different scope even, different powers to the apotropsin? So Rabbeinu Ashram Milubiel said, that's the answer to the stira. If you have Minu Bezdin, he's got wider license. Afil Makovo Menasos Akos. If it's Minu Avi Yisomim, no. But the Ritzvah doesn't like it, and says, if anything, you have to say the opposite. Hinu Nachon. Number one, the Sugya there is definitely talking about Bezdin. So Vahim Asi Sugufa, in the Mishnah in Gittin, Amina named the man of Apotropsin, Nashim Avadim Ukatanim. The Minon Avi Yisomim, if they were appointed by the Avi Yisom, or Shuspiyad, Alma, Reishin Amasi, the Apotropos Shaminu, Bezdin Askinon. I mean, until now we were talking, before we introduced Avi Yisomim, the Stam case of the Mishnah and Gittin is Apotropos Sheminuhu Bezdin. And yet we say, Machovo Manasos Akos doesn't work. The Su, this is the more important line. The Adaraba, says the Ritzvah. If you want to make distinctions, what's the real paradigm of apotropos? Not minu bezdin, but kochol shel apotropos sheminu avi yisomim gadol me apotropos sheminu bezdin. The opposite. Why? Very sharp language. Shari nasa nechasa b'shuso. The samach alav lasas behem kedaito. Does the Ritzvah mean that, in a way, the father, you know, as the long hand of the father, you know, from beyond is still controlling his estate through the apotropos? Meaning he's not just an apotropos for the ketanim, he's really a shliach of the father.
Even if the
father's
not here?
Lachamoso. Lachamoso. Yeah, absolutely. That's a big issue. We touched on it earlier when we spoke about some shlichos issues. Whether there are, in principle, is a shlichos lachamisa. Yeah?
Father trusted this man to carry out his will. That's why.
Oh, so this is interesting. Listen to this. Hold off. But hold off on that. It sounds like he's saying more than that. He's saying he actually gave him the authority, not just that he happened to show trust in him, and therefore he's a trustworthy man. That could be the pshat in the Gemara, and the following next line of the Gemara that he quotes. Kedektani also mitasefta. The Gemara in Gittin says as follows. It's the same Gemara that we read, but I just don't want to take the time to go back to it, but you'll see it there. The Gemara says, normally, Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim cannot serve as apotropos. However, the Gemara says, V'in minon, avi yisomim, harshus v'yadam. If the father appoints them, it's fine. So that's upshatim in that Gemara. The way the Ritzvah is interpreting it is, kipshuta. What it means is, there are two types of, or three types of apotropsim. If it's an apotropos shem minuhu avi yisomim, then it can be whoever he chooses, including nashim, avadim, and ketanim. So the Ritva said, that's how the Ritva interprets, klomar, afil bedvarim shein osin apotropos shem minu bezdin, kin aparishna hasa v'tshad ev. You see that avi yisomim is a different kind of apotropos, and he's actually being controlled by the father. That's the raya. However, the Rishonim don't interpret the Gemara that way. What they say is as follows. Normally, Avadim, Ketanim, Nashim cannot be an apotropos. However, if the father shows faith, like you said, if the father has faith in one of these three categories, such that he tries to appoint him in his lifetime, then such an individual can even be an apotropos Sheminu who bezed it. But it's not that the apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisomim works differently than the Binu Bezdin. We just, all things being equal, we're not going to chance it. There's a certain stature of honesty, of experience, whatever the case may be, strength of character, whatever it is, right, that is necessary to be an apotropos. No one else need apply. However, if in this particular, we're flexible enough, that if the father showed confidence in this particular individual, even though he seems to be out of the normal pool, we respect that. That doesn't mean the Avi Yisomim's apotropos works differently, not at all. The Ritzvah doesn't interpret that way. So what emerges though in the Ritzvah is that there are different models of apotropsin. According to Rabbi Asher Miluniel, the ultimate apotropos is Minu Bezdin. According to the Ritzvah, if you had to choose, the ultimate apotropos would be Minu Avi Yisomim. V'achirim tirtzu, d'ha'ha'cha l'inim kaluka bilvad. That's like the Riyaz Akein's answer, to distinguish between the Chaluka and the Hasan Lashar Devarim. But Lama Chuvar doesn't like it. The Stam Amin and Akhala Dun Lachuvam and Asa Zakas Amin and Lachlok Anachon Nahasam Aminan Stam Apatrapa Sein Lerushas Ladun Lachova Menas Vazakos Kiv Niketan Chova Ad Shiv Lerushas Bebezdin. Also the other answer to the Yazake. There, if there's Rishus Nibezdin, it'll work, but otherwise no. Anachon Aminan Shiyesh Rishus Lebezdin. If they choose to do so, then the chalukah then it. If we make the distinction between chalukah and other things, you still have to explain a little bit better. Is the exception chalukah because gili milsa and nothing is really happening, other than, you know, formalizing, you know, which piece is going to stay with whom, or is the idea that what we're contrasting to is any kind of din Torah? Where it's a question of, you know, a gamble of some sort, a risk of loss or lack of profit, and so on and so forth. As opposed to a transaction, which is about an exchange of value. For example, selling, you know, my slaves in order to buy a piece of real estate. Selling, you know, the further real estate, further away real estate, or distant one, for the closer one. Which would be in the category of chalukah, which would be in the category closer to din. That would be an issue with
slaves. Tavia would mean defense as well.
Sorry?
Tavia would mean to defend a claim.
I think if you don't make the distinction like the Raida did, then I think one has the... Tavia would be... We wouldn't say, oh, the difference between being on the offensive and being on the defensive, where it's, you know, a matter of, are you going to get your profit or are you going to actually incur loss? Say no. That distinction is artificial. The issue is risk in a din Torah as opposed to transactions, which aren't, I guess there's a risk in a transaction too, but the point is it's more about an exchange of value, my sada for your eved, this sada for that sada, as opposed to a din Torah where there's a winner and a loser. Whether the winner and the loser is defensive or offensive, there's still a winner and a loser. So maybe that is the distinction. Okay, what remains to be done in the sugya before we get to ancient Yechud V'Arveir are two other issues I want to speak about briefly next time, so hold on to these. One is the question of Litzkuni Shadartik Valola Visi. When a shlichus goes bad, when the shliach doesn't implement according to the proper guidelines, what are the consequences? Normally we would say, it's all or nothing. If you're not implementing and executing the shlichus properly, you're fired. And nothing happens. There's one Gemara in Bava Basra which implies differently. So in Gemara where the shliach made a mistake, and we forced the shliach to compensate so that the shlichus can be implemented, but he has to compensate personally for the mistake that he made. When do we say that? When don't we say that? What does it imply about shlichus? That's one issue I want to still discuss very briefly. And the other one is the theme of atos b'mida b'minyan u'b'mishkal, which is interesting. Again, last week we spoke about the tos of shtus, you know, more than a sixth in the pricing. What about the mistake in measuring or in weighing? The Gemara can say, no good. What do we mean we say no good? We don't care about it. Less than a shtus. Any mistake is no good. No good people mekach, or no good you always have to compensate in value. So the two things I want to speak about briefly next week, and then I'll also bring in, or better yet, hopefully, call in for more Mar Makomos, and we'll start the next thing of Ein Shliach Al-Dvar Aveir. Okay. So far, the trial run was good.
I think the key is to keep it in the book that you're using actually.
Right.
Unless you were the
problem of using different books. Maybe the key is to keep it in my pocket.
You were the jack of all day?
Yeah.
All right.